Happy Wednesday, everybody out there. The sun is shining. I'm sure it makes you feel a little better than you did yesterday, all that darkness and gloom. But hey, God is still on the throne. All right, He is the sun that's shining, even when it's dark outside. Thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims live here on WGH Talk. Also, we stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download an app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH and take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you. If you would like to call in during this live broadcast, if you have a question or would like to make a comment or make contact with my guest today, please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, including those of you who tune in every Tuesday and Wednesday from 10:15 until the top of the hour of 12 noon. Thank you so much. If it's your first time, I pray it will not be your last time. Okay, we need to start with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street of Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, every third Saturday of every month, they have free produce. This starts April the 15th of 2021. Lord, I'm going backwards. Help me. 23. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please mark your calendar. Share this information with others you may know that need free produce. Okay, we have Cheryl Lee. She is a supporter of this radio show as well. She is the coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Clubs in all of our elementary schools in Marion City, Marion County, and North Union Counties. If you're interested in your child or grandchild being a part of this faith-based program, please contact Cheryl Lee at 740-262-0939. Or just go to the office of your school, wherever your child attends, and ask for an application for the Good News Club, because they need your permission for your child to attend anyway. Okay, so hopefully these announcements will help you. Okay, now I also like to start the show off with a thought for today, and this thought is titled Conscious Subconscious Mind. Our subconscious mind has no sense of humor, plays no jokes, and cannot tell the difference between reality and imagined thoughts or image. What we continually think about eventually will manifest in our lives. Hopefully that'll help you throughout the day or share that with somebody, a subconscious mind. Now I will turn my attention to my guest today. Willie Harris, how you doing?
Oh, man, just one step above excellent. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, and he is the author of This Is Your Life, A Road to Healing. Also, he is the producer of Tap One YouTube podcast, and Now and Then with his son, Isaiah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Willie Harris Tap One.
Willie Harris Tap One.
Yep, T-A-P
One. T-A-P One. Mm-hmm. All of you look that up.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom. That. Yes.
Now and Then it's a spectrum between me and my son, his what he look at things now and how I look at things back in the day.
Right.
And we just take anything that we can look at, movies, anything, and we just look at how he look at it and how I look at it from the two different perspectives. Pretty cool.
I bet that's very interesting,
isn't
it? Yes. Sounds like it.
Oh, it is.
We're going to have to get together on some of those movies.
Cause, I told you.
Yeah.
We're going to do that.
Yeah,
we've
been
busy.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I was talking to him about it yesterday.
Okay. And my daughter, Dacia Wade,
Hello. She's
going to intermingle with us today. And, she's famous for her own show, her own program, End Time Ministries Revealed. So she will be joining us also these 2 hours, right? So we're going to have a good show today.
Hopefully with all us Christians up in here. We will see. We'll see.
We'll come up with something, right?
Yeah.
All righty. So also, Woody Harris is also a stand-up comic. I just had to add that in there. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Some of that too.
I know. It's in your blood.
It's there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I don't know what you mean by that, but I'll take that as a compliment.
It is.
Yeah, I do. I'm just making stuff up.
That's all right. It works.
Yeah.
It works. You have me cracking up all the time on the show. So
I laugh all the time. But, you know, it's good.
It's good for you. It's medicine.
Say laughter is what? Medicine.
It's medicine.
That is a true statement. It makes you can't laugh and be mad at the same time.
That is so true. So did you come here with something on your mind this morning, Will?
Oh, absolutely not. I don't carry too much around.
Right.
I just let it happen.
Amen.
But I will say this.
Okay.
I was listening to T.D. Jakes, and he said something that really was cool. And I wrote it down. It says that, because see, most people, when they speak, because she was talking about the subconscious.
Right.
And a lot of times, just to jump back to the subconscious, that's how a lot of stuff get programmed into us. And like commercials, for instance, you'll watch a commercial, and while you're watching that commercial, subliminally they're throwing something in your subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get up and start thinking, hey, I want to go get something like a Coca-Cola or popcorn, whatever. Now, they used to do that in the movies all the time, but they outlawed that. I don't know if you remember that, but
I do.
Yeah, they outlawed it. So thought is one thing. So like you said, the subconscious mind, that's where a lot of things hide. So anyways, what he was saying is, so I must incubate my thoughts in the womb of my mind,
mm-hmm,
before I birth the words through the canal of my mouth. So before I decide to say anything, I'm going to let it manifest and think, and I'm going
to
think about it.
Right.
And like you said, just let it incubate, do its thing before I speak.
Right.
And that's because when you want to try to figure out what's going on in your subconscious, you got to sit around and think. That's what meditating is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Learning how to look at the inside. What do you think about that, Deja?
I think that
what's your name? I forgot.
It's Dacia.
Dacia, you got to give me a better name, man. Everybody call you that?
Or Dace.
Everybody call me that.
Or Dace.
Or Day.
Or Dace.
Dace.
Uh-huh.
Mike can remember that one. Dace.
I think that's important because we're supposed to always think twice before we speak once, because we can't take nothing back.
That's true.
That we put out there in the air. We could put the wrong thing in the air. And us being Christians or being believers, we know that we speak things into existence. And we don't want to speak the wrong thing
into existence.
So it's good to let things, to ponder on things before you put them out there in the air.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I think that with what you're saying, that's the first thing that I learned when I started really wanting to have a relationship with God and talk with God. I figured out, me and at the time, the wife that I had, we was like, you know what? We just can't say stuff, because being believers, your word, once it goes out, it tries to manifest itself. So you're totally right on that. So you got to be careful.
Right.
Incubate those thoughts.
Especially in a relationship, you know, in a marriage, because you don't want to just hurt a person because you feel like they've hurt you for a moment in a second. And if you ponder on it, think about it, it just dissipates. It kind of goes away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like every argument I've ever had. You sit down and really think about the argument.
It's usually about nothing.
It falls apart because it's usually just about nothing. It's just usually you got your attitude twisted up or whatever, you know, and things happen to you in your mental or whatever you're thinking it is, and next thing you know, you're arguing about something. Who put the soap in the wrong spot?
Right.
I mean, and have a blown out argument about it too.
I know. Knock down, drag.
Knock down. Yeah. Break up over some stuff. Like
I know.
That. Yeah, it's just nonsense,
I know.
But it happens.
Just pick the soap up and put it where it belongs when you notice it's out of place. Don't you,
know, you
don't have to come and ask me why it's a mood.
I had the biggest problem with the toothpaste thing.
Uh-huh.
I always thought you're supposed to roll it up and squeeze it out. They just right in the middle. So every time I go to use the toothpaste, I have to. This woman always calling me when I'm on air.
Mm.
She always called me when I'm on air. She called me yesterday when I was on air. She might not call me back, but anyhow, that's okay. My other wife.
Okay. Go ahead. You're talking about the toothpaste.
What toothpaste?
Well, the tube.
That's probably why I stopped talking about the toothpaste, because you get distracted.
Oh, she
yeah. They didn't care about the toothpaste being squeezed in the middle, so right. They just squeezed it wherever. And it's just, to me, I had to learn to say, you know what? I don't care how. I'm just going to, every time I go in there, I'm just going to roll it up and do my thing. Because right. If you sit there and contemplate and think about, well, you know, I told y'all 10 times all this nonsense. They don't even know what you're talking about. Right.
And they still ain't going to do it.
They ain't going to do it. They ain't going to do it.
So, I'm learning that the hard way. Yes. They're right. Still not going to do
they're
it.
Not going to do it.
No matter how you beg and plead right. And right. Please.
Right.
They're not going to do it.
No.
So that's why it's just best to work on yourself.
Yes.
Change what you can in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with yourself. Because you can deal with yourself. You
yes. Say,
well, you don't know what other people are going to do.
No.
So.
And you can't change them.
And I right. Try.
But the change that we make in ourselves is supposed to reflect and make others want to change.
Suppose,
it's supposed to reflect from us and make other people want to change.
Yeah.
Especially people that know you and see you go from this to this. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a good thing and it's supposed to reflect to others.
Yeah, it should. And you're going to reflect it one way or another.
Either bad right. Or good.
That's right. People are going to pick up things. And then, you know, you can do something that you think is good. Other people look at it and think it's crazy. And cause I had a guy tell me something the other day that was wild. You know, we was talking about some things. And he just had information was kind of confused in what he was saying. You know, he was trying to make it seem like something else was going on. I'm like, no, man, that's not what was going on, because I was there. So people get the wrong information also. Because they don't listen a certain way, like you also, Sam, you know, not only should you wait to think, but you should listen, wait to listen too, when people are talking. Because sometimes when people are talking, we're waiting to do our next thing.
Yeah, we already have the words on the tip of our tongue, ready to respond, and haven't really paid attention to what was said.
Don't even hear what they're saying.
Right.
No, because you're waiting to say what you got to say. So
right.
It's all part of the same thing, what you were saying, I think, is... Once you understand the mental state, how we deal with things and look at things. Because I know I done had some crazy ideas and stuff. And it just ain't what's going on. It's just something I made up mentally because I thought it was happening. But it wasn't.
Right. Subconscious mind. Boy, that was a good thought for today, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, well, God is good at picking what he wants.
You know, I talked about. I heard a lady the other day, man. She was on TikTok and she was going at it. She was so upset. I think she was involved with those children getting shot.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Where was this at? The lab?
That was in.
Was it in Miss? Was
Tennessee?
Tennessee or was that the one? They done had a couple of them, but anyways, it was either in Florida or part of Mississippi, or it was in Tennessee. I don't know.
I think it was in Tennessee.
But wherever it was, she was upset. She thought God had walked out on her. You know what I mean? When people get like that, you can't help them. Because they just got to work through that. Because I done been mad at God, too. Y'all better been mad at him.
Yes.
Yeah, I done been mad, you know.
To my own demise.
Yeah.
But yes.
That might be why I'm hurting now.
To my own demise.
It's like I'm listening to her talk about she's gonna give up her faith and all this sorts of thing, and I'm like, well, I understand that you might feel that way today, but if you give up your faith, what you got left?
True.
I mean,
so if you don't have your faith, what do you have?
You don't have anything.
You don't have anything. See, so now you're just out there naked.
Right.
Which ain't a bad thing if you're in the right spot at the right time, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Stay with us, girl.
I'm with you.
Yeah, okay.
I'm with you. Remember, you just said it. Sometimes you got to listen to what they say. I'm listening right now. But, yes, I think that when we do have relationships and things like that, and we do take the time to ponder on things, the Bible says a soft answer turns away wrath.
Yeah.
We have to be able to reach the people and not, or talk to someone and not talk at mm-hmm. that person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because it's like mm-hmm. it's like bouncing off of them. They don't hear what you're saying, what they say, going one ear and out the other. They don't hear nothing that you're saying. They ain't hear nothing. Except for, I'm done when you get done.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. I done had a couple of them conversations.
Yeah. Because they can feel where you're coming from. People can, they have a perception of you. Yeah. Right. It, how it comes out, you know, your tone, pitch, and all that, you know.
If sometimes with me, it just hurt me just to be nice. I used to be wanting to tell people how I really feel, but right. you just can't do it like that.
No.
You know, and I'm trying to teach that to my young son, man, you know, because he's like 26. And he's like, Pop, I ain't trying to hear all that, though. But, you know,
right.
I'm like, yeah, but, bro, you know, some of this stuff you got to deal with.
And it's wisdom. You're giving him wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm teaching them to use
and understanding
wisdom.
Of wisdom.
Yeah, I'm trying you know? To teach them that, right?
Because if you have no understanding, you don't know how to use wisdom.
That's
but
true.
See, we've learned in our years how to use wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, not wisdom. Just having it, but knowing how to use it.
Absolutely, man. You know, and it's good when you got God's wisdom, too, because you got to ask Him for it. But I agree with you on the wisdom aspect of it, man. You know, first we get the knowledge of things, which is to gather the information. Then you get the understanding, which is to mean you take and understand what you've gathered. Then you learn to use it, which is the wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Apply it to your own life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then you apply it to your life. That's right.
Absolutely. Boy, and it takes us a long time to get there sometimes, don't it?
I ain't there.
Man. Still trying to get there.
Man, you know... You talk about the subconscious, and we talked about something I told you that I had tried to write where I wrote it, and it was called Fill Your Empty Parking Lot. And what it talked about was how, as a person, when you're born, you're subjected to everything around you as a kid. And so you're being taught everything, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. You're being told stuff. You got TV stuff going on. You know, you got all kinds of stuff going on. And you don't know what this child is thinking.
Right.
By the time this child gets old enough to start putting thoughts together, all that stuff that's in their subconscious is going to come forward.
True.
Somewhere down the line, it's going to see when that child starts acting out. I don't know what's wrong with him. It's the times you done told him he was stupid. Or he ain't no good. Or his daddy ain't no good. That sounds personal.
Yeah, it do.
It ain't. It could be, though. But I'm just saying, you know, people don't realize that when they're telling you certain things, like, you just like your daddy. And you look at your dad and you be like, but I don't want to be like him. You understand what I'm saying? But you don't understand what that person is really saying.
Right.
You know, you have that person's traits, but you're not just like them.
Right.
I don't know that as a kid.
No,
it
you don't.
It took me years to get out from underneath that thought. I mean, years. 30, 40 years to get from underneath that just one thought.
Right.
And I mean, and like you said, when you say stuff, I had a lady tell me something I told her 30 years ago. She's still talking about she hurt by it. That's how I looked at her.
How she still hurt?
I said, girl, we was kids when we was talking. I mean, we was, what, 28, 29? Mm-hmm. I might have told you anything back then.
Right.
She's still upset about that. And I can't take it back, like
you
said.
Can't take it back.
And that hurt is in her. And mm-hmm. it's going to be there. Because just like I got things that people have said to me that still, every time you think about it, you get a hurt from it.
Yeah, yeah. Them thoughts give to God. Let Him handle it. Let Him take the hurt.
You have to.
That's because what I've learned over the years.
You have to turn
Lord,
it over
you
to
take
God.
It because I can't handle it, you know. And eventually, he heals that wound, you know, starts closing up, that big wound that's in you, it starts closing up because you have admitted I'm powerless.
Oh, yeah.
Over this, over this thought, over what I think, over what I, you know, however I live my life, it's to the point where I don't even know how to live my life. I need you to live my life through me.
I'm going to tell you something. That's a statement that's true. You know, a lot of people think they're doing this on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't doing it but messing it up. But you need to go through God and let Him kind of tell you your whole thing. Because that way you'll know you're doing what He says and thinking, because you're only built to do what He's told you to do.
True.
You get outside of that, man, and you're just like anything else. You know, you're just out of order.
Mm-hmm.
And you're out of position. You're out of a whole bunch of out of joint. However you want to say it. You're just out of
it. In the socket.
Out of joint, you go over to that dispensary. They got them over there. You can pick them up. If you're out of that. But it's just, you never know what you're out of.
Right.
That's just for you other cats, you know, not these people.
Okay.
The other Christians. See, because all Christians don't have to roll like that.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them is.
Mm-hmm.
They lying.
Right.
You don't believe that. Let me be the pastor. Anyway, I ain't going to turn that on. We'll let that go for a minute.
Okay, let you be the pastor. Did I hear that?
He said, don't let me be the pastor.
Okay, don't let you be the pastor. Okay. Okay.
First thing I'm going to do is take away them little claws they throw over them women when them women folk fall down. I ain't going to have that in my church. All them little claws got to go. They're going to be real short like little handkerchiefs.
Well, we ain't going to your church.
You might already be there and don't know it. Listen, there ain't nothing wrong. What's wrong with that? I mean, you know, the Lord ain't told me to cover up nothing. He said, uncover your sins. That's sin. I'm going to uncover that. And the Lord, if you fall down and everybody, woo, hey, listen. Now, I ain't going to go too far into this, but okay. When I was a deacon, and I talked about this on one of my last podcasts, I said, you know, when we was deacons, we had to catch folks when they would get in the prayer line. Mm. Well, we had a big church, and we had some big folks in our church. Okay?
Right, right.
So they would be sending me over. I'm like, Deacon Woody is not catching. So in our meetings, I would listen. When y'all see me hold up two fingers, that means send two more people, that's guys, to help me, or somebody going to hit the floor.
Right,
because
right.
I can't catch him. Right. Man, my boy tried to catch a person, and they fell on him, and it fell and hit him, and he fell on the back of the stage and hit his back of his neck. Wow. And almost paralyzed him.
Wow.
Well, he was paralyzed for like a day or so. You
know, right.
He was having some paralysis.
The nerve ending.
Yeah, because he bumped his head. I'm like, oh, heck, no. Well, I didn't say that, but I cursed.
Right.
But I meant
oh.
That. Yeah, so I'm like, man, I'm not going to let you hurt me. And you know how y'all do it, the children. When the pastor, as soon as he touch you, falling all out on people, going 400 pounds on me. You know, so, bam.
But is all that real? Is all that real?
What they done?
Because I feel like if it's real, who's getting hurt? Why would you be hurt if God is really slaying you in the spirit? Still, not saying that doesn't happen.
The body's still physical, see. And even though you're spiritual, you may be slain in that. That's just spirit and spirit slain. The body's just reacting to what the spirit is doing because the spirit is in the body and controlling the body. Spirit don't feel nothing. That body going to be sore tomorrow. You up just to shout and just hit and stuff. And you know how we do.
That's what I'm saying.
And then the next day, you saw it, and the spirit just as happy. Because it got what it wanted.
Sorry. Let me put this on silent. Some people fake, I think.
I think some of it is real.
Honey,
we used to practice. What you mean they fake?
See what I mean?
We practice. Well, let me say this to you.
Okay.
Now, you got to understand. If you ever notice how the Holy Spirit is orderly.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be in order, you got to make sure that when it hits you, you got something that your body knows to do, or else it'll just do whatever it feels like.
That's true.
And that's why people used to practice, actually, so when the spirit would hit them, they would at least have a routine that the body would know to do. You ain't never shouted at you.
I have not.
I can tell. You know what? I'm going to keep my eyes on you with that Bible. Put that right here.
I have not shouted before, but I have spoken in tongues before.
You have?
Yes.
I'm just kidding you about the Bible, but you moving it. That's a good thing.
I'm putting it right there.
There you go.
Yeah,
but I mean, that's cool. So you haven't shouted. And that's another thing, honey. You know, shouting is just getting up doing it. It ain't always something that's going to come in and take you over. See, because you be feeling good sometimes, you know, just like I noticed with me. A lot of people, everybody praise and worship different. My praise and worship is in a song type of a thing.
Right.
God always put in my spirit to do this singing thing, and it ain't necessarily a song, it's just sound and melodic stuff. And I mean, it's cool, I mean, I like it, but it's just that is really when I know I'm doing my thing. Well, everybody don't shout. I was never one of those that jumped around, but you know, we danced at the club, so I could do the same thing in the church. But as far as the spirit hitting me and making me jump, I've never had that. Have you, Lynn?
Oh, yeah, I've shouted.
Did she miss the question?
Yeah, I did.
She got it. But
I'm saying, I know you shout, but do you do it on purpose or do you just wait?
Oh, no. I don't do it on purpose.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Then that might not be a good shout. So what do you do when you shout? I'm sorry. Go ahead and ask.
Well, I was going to say that isn't it taught to practice your holy language? when he said they used to practice.
Yeah.
You know, when you start speaking in tongues, in order to cultivate it, you're supposed to practice praying in the spirit.
You do.
Practice speaking your language.
That's right.
And so it might not be so bad if people are practicing certain things.
Could you speak English if you hadn't to practice it? Absolutely
no,
not.
No.
There's no language that you can speak that you can't practice. You got to practice things. And we think that God's language is supposed to be different, but God tells us we people, we're human.
Right.
We're still supposed to follow certain things. And one of the things we're supposed to do in God, you're supposed to, like he says, study to show yourself approved and those sorts of things. What he's trying to tell you is that your physical person, You got to train it.
Mm-hmm. And make it line up.
Yeah, exactly.
Make it line up with the Word of God.
If not, it won't line up.
It won't.
And believe me, it don't want to. You know that. We all know that.
Right, right. Hmm.
That body don't want to do nothing but just... It just want to consume whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah, the flesh. The flesh has its own mind.
Yeah.
So and it doesn't
have
any
control.
Train
it.
Yes, you do.
Because as
bring
it is,
it under
you know
subjection.
You're gonna have that
yes,
battle
you
between.
Do.
Don't write on that.
Page. I'm not.
I'm messing with you. It's your Bible.
I ain't gonna write on it either.
Girl, you know what? That's when I first figured out I was understanding. I went to a Bible study. Me and my second wife went to a Bible study, and when we got there, this was when we were just starting to get into church. And I didn't know nothing about living word and none of that stuff because I came from King's Temple. They taught differently.
That's where I'm going.
Okay, well, then you better leave that place.
Why?
Well, you know, go ahead and stay there. I can show you some examples, but it ain't good. We can't say that over the line, so wait till the break. Anyway, going to King's Temple, I didn't understand the Word of God like that, okay, because they talked and talked, but they didn't teach you to have your relationship with God.
Right.
Now, this is something that's coming on later. They may be teaching stuff like that now, but see, they didn't back in the day,
right,
back in the 60s. And
they didn't know.
You came in, you made sure you didn't have no mustache, your hat couldn't be long and all, it had to be trimmed.
Dress code, yes.
Women couldn't wear pants, you know, all that stuff, no lipstick, earrings,
right,
and no afros, all this stuff. That's what I'm talking about. We was under. So, being under that, when I went to this church, it was one of these big mega churches to me. Mm-hmm. Right, it was a big church, and this guy was teaching one night, one Thursday, and he was teaching about the Word of God, and what he was reading, it just looked like it came off the words and just jumped on my understanding. What you whistling over there for?
Go ahead.
And that's the first time that I realized, this is supposed to happen. You know, this is supposed to talk to you.
Yes.
And it only does that when you're spiritually in tune. So if you're in tune spiritually, you can sense that the spirit like that, and you can understand it, and you have to work with it, and practice with it, walk with it, and talk with it. You treat it just like a companion. But a lot of people don't do that.
I just lost my mind. Lost my mind.
That happens.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. When we were talking about practicing shouting or practicing speaking in tongues and things like that. So last night we were at prayer and they said pray in the spirit. Don't pray in your normal language. Pray in the spirit. And I'm sitting there, and this is why I know this is important to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there like, what if you've never prayed in the spirit before? Now, I have spoken in tongues before, but I have never just been able to bust out in tongues like that. Mm. Unless the spirit like heavily fell on me or whatever the case is. So like, as far as me just being like, okay, you tell me to pray in the spirit and all of a sudden I'm just like, I don't know how to... I don't know how to do that, you know,
I understand that, and all it boils down to...
So I was kind of like, wait a minute, what do you mean praying in the spirit? Right, yeah, how do you do that? So
did you find out, or...
The lady told me just go up there and pray and listen, and it'll probably fall on you. It happened, you know, but I just don't know how to just, like, you know, I've seen, like, pastors just... talk or someone praying in the regular language and just start going into tongues. I don't know how to do that. So
now, you know, the thing in that that has confused a lot of people and me too, because a lot of people don't believe in speaking in tongues because of all the different things it talks about as far as the tongues. But tongues is communication, as far as I'm concerned.
With God.
With God. And just like when I talk to you, I'm going to talk to you differently than I talk to your mother.
True.
Because I know you differently. Just like I know her differently. And it's the same thing when people are talking to God. You speak to God different ways based on different things. See, God gives you a spirit that he communicates to your spirit personally. But he says when you speak in tongues that you're supposed to be edifying the spirit, his spirit, and through your spirit. So that means that you have control over that. So you can do that. That's
come,
how I look at it.
Come closer to your mic. Speaking. People are texting me saying they can't hear. So
they can't. Oh, they were saying they couldn't hear.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was trying to address.
Oh, the mic was. You wanted. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Can Hopefully you, they can.
Can I, you hear me?
Oh yeah, I can hear. I can hear you anyway, but you know, the mic is different when you speak directly to it. Yeah.
You know, Nas said, "All I need is one mic." And that's true.
That's so true. Hopefully you can hear now, people. Please stay with us.
And for all y'all that know who Nas is, woo woo. But I don't know about these two sisters here.
You don't know
about
that.
Church too long.
Oh no, not too long, not long enough.
Yeah, come out of church and then go back for a couple of days.
Been that there too.
You know,
yes.
I remember the first time I got whiff of that. A brother told me, he said, "Woody, you don't go to church no more." What you mean? He's, man, I done did enough church. I don't need to go to that. Man, I was just getting into church. You done lost your mind, brother. You know, and then 20 years later, I'm like, man, I don't go to church. For what? If I want corporate, I go. But other than that, you going to do anything different at church than you do at home?
No.
I mean, is God going to talk to you any better, any less, any more?
No.
No, he's not. But you can go out and share with
us. It's just a corporate setting.
And it's a corporate thing.
Yeah, it's a corporate setting.
But you can practice on what you're talking about. And you're going to get that. Because that's just a matter of you deciding how you want to do it, whether you want to roll your tongue with it, or you want to say da-da-da-da. Because you see people that speak in their regular tongue, they don't speak the same way. When the spirit slay them, mm-hmm. they talk different.
Yes, that's true.
Because that's not them.
That's God.
Yeah, that's true. So true. Wow.
And let me tell you how I know this is weird, because like I told you with the thing I do with the singing, people have told me what it does spiritually. So you know that God is using you
mm-hmm.
to talk to other people mm-hmm. through another language. So when you're praising in that way, God is using it for the group. But sometimes you just supposed to pray directly between you and God. That's not supposed, just like when you and her call, I ain't supposed to be in on y'all's phone call.
Right.
True.
You understand
true.
What I'm saying?
True.
So that's a different language. That's a different time. So you have just between you and her, that line is just open to you too.
Mm-hmm. And that's
personal.
How
you have to learn how to look at that, because if not, you get confused by it.
Right.
Get angry and write letters like somebody else. I ain't gonna mention those names. Told the pastor, look here, y'all doing all this. You know, and the Bible says, you know, and all that. Like, look, I ain't got time for that. If God tells you to speak, speak. If he don't, shut up.
Yeah, well, that's how it is. Because if he ain't telling you, then you're doing it on your own.
You're making up stuff.
Right. You're doing it on your own. That's the flesh. Right? If he's not leading the way, it's the flesh.
That is true.
Yes, absolutely.
You think that's true?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah.
She's kind of quiet. Is she always quiet like that, or she just started getting quiet?
She about the same.
I'm the same.
Huh?
I'm like this.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Me too. I was one time. But ain't nothing wrong with it, babe.
Right, absolutely. I mean, hey, I'm quiet.
So
but
how did you get into what you're doing? Because she was saying that you had your own show that you do.
Well, I got into the Lord. Okay, so I got into this by reading my Bible, relationship with God, and he pointed some things out to me in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
That I just started researching, and I basically been researching this subject that he pointed out to me for about, I'm going to say about 6 or 7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I get back in the limelight or connected, he bring me back here first
mm-hmm.
to the Nephilim and where we are now, the days of Noah. So he brings me back to the days of Noah every time, and that's just how I grow with him.
And I can understand the Noah thing, baby, because we in that.
Mm-hmm, we are, definitely
we in that. Okay, and a lot of people, I'm going to, if I get on first, I'm closing it up. The windows on the, I ain't letting everybody on. See, Noah just kept on, I ain't got time for all that, because he almost got caught, because he took too long, it started raining. When it rains, I'm going to be already inside, buckled down. I won't be outside till I come on up, because I'm just letting y'all know, if you want it right, let me go on last, because if I go on first, closing doors down, because see, the wrong folk, this is how we get messed up. You let the people on that gonna act right, and as soon as we give somebody that dove fly, because it really was a crow, but they lied and said it was a dove, and he go, because can't no dove fly that far. See, think about it. Doves do not fly and search for things. Crows are a predatory type of animal, and he searches for things. All a dove know how to do is fly and look pretty. Fell right out. Wouldn't have been a dove. It would have been a crow or a raven.
It was a dove.
The first one was a crow, wasn't it?
All of them was.
He was the. All of them was. All of them was the dove. Or
no, they didn't have doves back then.
The dove came back with the olive branch. Didn't
I
it?
Know the last one, but then it. I was.
It
thinking,
was a dove.
The first, yeah, the last one was a dove. But it might have been just a dove.
Had it been true, which it ain't.
Right.
And it really was something that he sent out, which I wouldn't have done, because first of all, if you got something on the boat that you can eat, you're going to send it out. Well, he did have all those other animals.
So yes, he did.
He could, but I don't know. He might not want no elephant. A lion boot. You know what I'm saying? Lion
right,
steak.
Right, right, right.
Give me a piece of that lion. That don't sound right. Give me that little.
Well, they had vegetables and things on the ark as well. Nuts, probably lentils. Stuff. Yeah,
but they had to feed the animals. Yes. You thinking about.
They didn't say nothing about that either.
Well, no, it would have been eight. He wouldn't have got off the ark.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. Something ain't right about that conversation, because I don't remember taking on no provisions.
No. Okay. Oh, yeah, they did.
Well, yes, they had
they
to.
Had to.
You, mean? You know why they had to? I'm going to tell you exactly why they had to. Because God destroyed the earth.
Yeah, and they had to have something.
And they had to have two of each kind.
Mosquitoes, too?
They have mosquitoes too, but I'm talking about the trees. I'm talking about the fruit trees and everything. Everything was destroyed.
Yeah, but he didn't have. Yeah, but he didn't bring two fruits on. Well, he might have had two.
Uh huh. And all you needed was a seed.
I ain't touching that. But that's just a wee bit unholy to me. I'm not touching that. But I understand what you're trying to say. Let's just stay with that idea. But the whole thing with Noah, I don't know. But we're in that same kind of thought process now, I think, because God is wrapping this thing up.
Yes, he is.
You can feel it, can't you?
Yes.
Well, only the people that are in line.
Yeah.
Them ones that ain't in the right spot, they don't know what we're talking about. People be listening, they don't know what you're talking about. God's word explains that to you. There's going to come a time when they will not be enough to see the truth.
Right.
Even though
they won't hear it. That's right. They won't hear sound doctrine. That's true.
That's right. And that's where we are right now. Trump's still president.
So is.
Let them tell.
In some people's minds.
Yes. And he's still kind of
acting like it. And you can't change
him. I know. They believe it.
So, and you know, it's disbelief. We like, how do you believe that nonsense? Because of God. God says it in his word. It's going to happen. And he also talk about all this exposure that you're seeing. Everybody getting exposed.
Oh, yeah. Nothing's hidden before God. Everything laid naked and bare before him.
I hope not.
It is.
But, you know.
It is. Talk about naked. Can't hide.
You think he saw Adam and Eve both naked together? Or just one Adam, and then when Eve came along, it messed up so quick he wasn't able to see him, and that's why he was mad and kicked him out.
I believe if he formed her, he made her naked.
No, he didn't. He didn't form her though. He created her, didn't he?
Well,
or
yes.
Did he form Adam?
He formed Adam.
And I think he created Eve.
And created Eve.
I think that's what they said.
What's the difference?
The difference is one is when you take something that's already there and then fix it up, and the other one is that it wasn't there and he made it out of something. I don't know. I wasn't God. I don't know the difference. But he talks about that. He talks about he formed one. But anyways, And then, you know, another thing, like you said, it created all the other stuff too, like,
right.
And I think that's because he did it through the word. He didn't do it through his. He didn't do it like. He actually formed Adam with his.
Right. Hands. He molded him. Like he molded Adam into.
Out of clay into the form that right. he did, and he didn't do her like that.
No, he took that rib from Adam and created Eve from the rib.
All right.
Was it a prime rib or was it a short rib, you think?
It was Adam's rib.
Adam's short rib,
So whatever the dimensions was,
but
right?
Yeah, I think that was all interesting. But that Noah thing, man, it's getting ready to happen. So
I believe it's already happening. I believe it's already here. I believe that the fallen angels is already walking among us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I do believe that.
Oh, absolutely. What are you looking all around for, Lynn? You done seen something, ain't you?
No, I'm just checking the time.
Oh. And I had said this before, but I think...
I'm starting it.
You think what?
I think
some paranormal stuff that's around you. I don't want nobody.
No, I'm talking about transsexuals. I think that those are the...
No.
That spirit.
Well,
I
don't know, man.
I believe that's spirit.
The
transsexuals, the ones that's turning from a man to a woman and a woman to a man. I believe that's spirit. Because they came to do what? Mess up the bloodline. Stop population. Stop procreation. That's what they came to do.
Well, you got a point.
They came to stop it. Now, if a man that turned into a woman to go be with a man that turned into a woman that turned into a man, they cannot procreate even though they're the opposite sex.
Well, I would say this about
it's all, the agenda of the when it comes of to, the Antichrist, the agenda of that what they came to do.
I understand right. that because I always tell people
stop God's creation
that the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. And all you got to do is look at who do all the killing, stealing, and destroying. But see, just like what we were talking about earlier, about how you have to give things to people so that they can receive it and understand it. The unfortunate thing is the group of people that create a lot of this stuff, you can't talk to them in truth because it upsets them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't listen because they don't want to hear the truth. That's why you have all these problems right now with CRT, you know, crazies that is. The
critical race theory.
Yeah, all that stuff, man, that made up nonsense, you know, and different things. Like, I mean, the way they're changing laws in Florida and stuff, man, it is ridiculous how they're changing laws, how they're removing books. I mean, just like Rosa Parks' book, they just took that out of one of the libraries because they saying it had too much information, and they rewrote the book. They didn't even have her, didn't even tell that she was black.
Mm-hmm.
They just rewrote it that she had a confrontation because of where she was sitting, and that was all they said. They didn't say why, how, what happened as a result of it, before, after, none of that.
Muffle it. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, history thing is something else, and this is also history, the end times coming to life, you know, and it's like, okay, we're in 2023, which we'll talk about this more next hour. We only got like two more minutes on this hour. But 2023, this Saturday will be April the 1st. And it seems like everything has sped up really fast. Mm-hmm. It's like you can't keep up with the days. You know, they're gone so fast. It's like, well, what happened? What did I do last week? Well, what did I do yesterday? You know, where did I go? And it's like, it's gone past you so fast you can't even recollect what you did last week or week before. You know, so God said in the last days, I will speed up the time.
Hey, when you deal with younger kids, you'll find out just how fast time is speeding. Because by the time you look, they done changed 4 or 5 things, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we be trying to work with them.
Right.
You know, so these kids, they ain't playing either because they catching up, like you're saying, they're speeding up too. These kids are coming up. Man, look at these young kids that graduating from college, man, at 12 and 14.
Right.
And that ain't just one or two of them, man. I mean, this is starting to happen a little bit more frequently to where you're starting to say, wait a minute. And I'm going to tell you, you said something earlier about being, you know, spirits walking on this earth. We get into that a little bit more when you get on that other side because I believe the aliens are here, and I believe we know that the fallen angels are here.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. Right?
I think the fallen angels are the aliens.
Now, some of them, the way that people be talking and what I've been hearing, you know, just watching different documentaries, they kind of tying all that together with all of that ancient stuff, you know, and something went on. Because you can't explain stuff.
Well, I did a study a couple
of... Wait a minute, we're out of time. We're going to take this to the next hour. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People, live with Linda Sims here on WGH Talk. I thank my guest, Woody Harris, Tap One, and Dacia Wade. They will be with me next hour. So, till next time, be blessed. And please stay tuned. Do not move your seat. Thank you. God bless.
Well,
call me again. Hey, mama.
You're listening.
No, but I was on the air. 107.1 FM,
LP, Marion, Ohio.